USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Israeli military hit Gaza with airstrikes on Monday, saying it was targeting the homes and infrastructure of Hamas. About 3,200 rockets have been fired from Gaza civilian areas at Israeli civilian areas since last Monday. Though the Israeli military said many either had fallen short or been intercepted by the Iron Dome aerial defense system. Egypt and Qatar's efforts to broker a truce have stalled over two main points. Israel's insistence that Hamas must initiate the ceasefire, and then Hamas' insistence that any ceasefire must include the ending of Israel's provocations at a mosque in Jerusalem and a resolution of the Sheikh Jarrah eviction threat. The former Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter for fatally shooting 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop near Minneapolis last month will go on trial beginning December 6. Dante Wright was shot while fighting police officers arresting him for an outstanding warrant. Officer Kimberly Potter says she mistook her service gun for her taser. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
President Biden has announced new child tax credit distributions. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is cheering the pending distribution of direct payments to families under the child tax credit.
I'm announcing today that on July 15th and the 15th of every month thereafter throughout the year, you will get deposited in your bank account half of your tax cut, at least $250 per child each month.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying it will give families a break. Roughly 39 million families will start receiving monthly child tax credit payments in mid-July. Those payments going to roughly 39 million people, and according to the IRS, the increased amounts are phased out for families with incomes over $150,000 for married taxpayers filing joint returns, along with qualifying widows or widowers, $112,000 for heads of households, and $75,000 for all other taxpayers.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Conservative analyst Candace Owens is calling out Dr. Anthony Fauci on Fox News Monday. The infectious disease expert said coronavirus exposes the undeniable effects of racism on the black community.
The left is always looking for a victim narrative. And let me tell you, if there's ever been a victim that is deserving of airtime, it's science. It made so much sense, and now it's suddenly over. And I like to say that Dr. Fauci to me is like, you know, when you're a kid and you play that game, Simon says, touch your head, Simon says, touch your toes. You've always wondered, who is Simon and why are we doing what he says? Simon is Dr. Fauci. He's making this stuff up as you go along. Wear your mask. Simon says, wear your mask. Simon says, don't wear your mask. Simon says now that COVID is racist and it affects black people more poorly. We don't know why he's saying it. It makes entirely no sense, but apparently a lot of people are following his orders, and this is his new push to blame this somehow on systemic racism. By the way, if he's concerned about systemic racism and he's talking about how COVID might affect black people, I think what he's hitting at is obesity, right? We represent like a higher percentage of people that are obese, black Americans, and obesity is the number one killer in America. He might be onto something there, but it has nothing to do with race. Race is not determining whether or not you're fat or whether or not you're skinny. And these are good discussions that we should be having. Of course, what the left is obsessed with right now is politicizing science. And right now, the policy is, if you want to accomplish anything in life, just call the other thing racist. To say not to have what I want would be racist. And that's exactly what they do over and over and over again.
I'm Lance Pride, and this is USA Radio News.